in Harbor City, which was a part of actually of Los Angeles, California, and Bruce was working in Pasadena, and I was working for the Veterans Administration. And we bought this home, and it was a lovely home, and it was just such a joy to me to finally own our own home. And during that period of time, shortly after we bought it, my mother moved down from Seattle, and she was living most of the time with my brother Bob and his wife in Long Beach, but she always had a bedroom at our house. Anyway, Bruce had been in the Marine Corps for so many years, and he retired on 26, and then he worked at two or three different things. He was working at a plastics company in Pasadena, which was a very good job, and he liked it. But he decided that he had always wanted to travel the United States in a motorhome, and that now was the time to do it. He was, we decided to do that in 1979. So we sold the house, and we had no trouble selling it. It was a lovely house, and it had burned, and I had been the part of rebuilding it, so it was just exactly the way I wanted it, and it was hard to give it up. But we sold the house and bought a 30-foot Winnebago, and we had an auxiliary car, a Datsun, put out by Nissan, and so we took delivery on the motorhome that spring. That was the spring of 1979. And we went first over to the Anza Borrego Desert. That was our shakedown trip. And then we took a trip down to San Diego and parked in the driveway of dear old friends. The friends actually that were the reason that I met Bruce, because I went over to visit them. So we stayed there for a few days and then came on back, and then we started north. They were having the gas problem, and in Los Angeles it was just more than your life was worth to get gas. Well, we got enough to get, we got up to Morro Bay, there was no problem. You could get gas anywhere. And so we stayed in Morro Bay for a week, and it was lovely. Then we kept going back and forth across California, over the mountains and staying in the mountains and then coming back to the coast, and spent several weeks doing that. And then we came up and visited in Oregon, where Bruce's sister lived in Cresswell. And then we went on up to Seattle. And by that time, my mother had died. But we parked in on the property of my cousin Dorothy and her husband Douglas Egan. And we left the motorhome there we left the car there and just took the motorhome. And we traveled all over the state of Washington that summer. We went to eastern Washington, to Chelan, and all down through the area where those lakes are that are there because of the big dam. And then we came back to Seattle, and we went all the way down to the end of Hood Canal and stayed two or three places along the way there. And then we came back to Seattle and started down to Los Angeles because we wanted to touch base with Jamie. And Jamie was getting all of our mail and sending it on to us. And so we wanted to discuss that a little more with her. And we came down the coast, which was beautiful. It's always so beautiful in the fall. And got to Los Angeles and got all the business things taken care of, and started out in the early fall and went across to where Bob and his second wife, Joyce, were living in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And we spent Thanksgiving with them. And then we headed down and we went to Carlsbad Canyons in southern New Mexico. All of that country is so beautiful, and it was so interesting. It's very historic. And then we started across, and we we went to the place just north of Houston, Texas, where Evans and Barb and little Mark were living. And we spent Christmas with them. And then we started south, and Bruce had planned that we would go down the coast of Florida, the west coast of Florida, and out to Key West, and then back again, and then up the east coast of Florida and on up to Canada with the spring as it changed. And this is exactly what we did. And we had it was so beautiful everywhere. Occasionally we would run into a rainstorm, but most of the time the weather was lovely, and I swam every day as we were coming through the southern states. It got a little chilly when we got further north. But we were able to visit many of our Marine Corps friends who had retired on the East Coast, and that was really great, because we probably would never have seen them again if we weren't on the trip. And we spent a whole month in Gloucester, North Carolina, where a very dear friend of ours lived, and she lived right on the water. And we stayed there for a month and did a lot of boating and swimming and shrimping and fishing and all the things that you can do on the coast of Carolina. We had lived 5 years on the coast of North Carolina in duty stations when we were much younger. Anyway, we went all the way up. We went to all historical places in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts and Maine, and we went to the little schoolhouse where great-grandmother Jackson had gone to school in Brewer, Maine. Then we crossed over into New Brunswick, and I think we spent the month of August in Nova Scotia, because they only have a very short summer in the Maritime provinces. And while we were there, we went out to Prince Edward Island. We really got to know Canada quite well, because we never stayed anywhere less than a week. And we got to know people, and they were so forthcoming, the Canadians in the Maritime provinces. They were so friendly, and we learned a lot about the area. Now, Quebec was another story. Quebec was not friendly, and they would act, many, many people acted as if they couldn't understand English. Oh. And everywhere in eastern Canada, the signs are in both French and English. Mm-hmm. In Quebec, they're only in French, or at that time. This was 1980. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting, and it was also interesting. We had a TV in the motorhome, and we were able to watch many of the Canadian stations, and that was interesting. And we also watched the serial that was made of the life of the man who had been King Edward VIII, and when he gave up the throne for Wallace Simpson, and they were married. And it was very interesting watching that when we were in Canada.
Yes.
And so then when we left Canada, we came down through Michigan and into Minnesota, and it was my first trip into Minnesota, and we met all of the relatives on my father's side of the family that were still living, and they were so wonderful to us. And Cousin Carl showed us the various homes that various members of the family had lived in the little town of Madelia. I think we spent 2 weeks there, close to the lake, and then we came Lake Hanska. And then we came across into Colorado and visited friends in Colorado. And then we came through before the winter snow. We came back to the West Coast and had a nice visit with family in Seattle. and then on down into Oregon, where we visited with Bruce's family, and back to Los Angeles.
Wow. And how many states in all were you able to visit?
I think we were in all the states except for North Dakota and Nebraska in the course of our travels.
And two provinces in Canada?
Actually, three, because we were in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island.
Oh.
We really did see a lot of country and saw the Great Lakes, of course, for the first time in my life. We saw Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. And then when we went into Chicago, we saw Lake Michigan and what's the other one? The big one, Superior.
Yes, Superior Lake. Lake Superior.
Yeah, Lake Superior. So that's the big one. We didn't get up that far, but we did go, not on that trip, another time when we went to visit Evans and Barb, and before Mark was born, we went and visited in north of Chicago where they lived in Buffalo Grove, and we went up into Wisconsin and took a trip on a beautiful lake in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is such a beautiful state, but the winters are very, very severe. And I think it's not only because it's north, but because it's land bound, mm-hmm. that the summers are awfully hot and the winters are awfully cold. And that was what my father didn't like about Minnesota. He just really hated the winters. And Bruce didn't care for winter either. He didn't like the snow. Mm-hmm. So he retired from the Marine Corps, of course, we lived in California for a good number of years. And that was his favorite place, Southern California. However, when we came back from our long trip, we settled in Arroyo Grande, California, which was on the central coast of California and very lovely. But to get back to our trip, we went again east, and we didn't go to Florida that time. We went across Kentucky and Tennessee. And we went back to North Carolina. Actually, we went back to South Carolina. We stayed at Edisto Island, which is off the coast of South Carolina and one of the more beautiful places you could ever want to be. And we stayed there for a month and had a wonderful time. And we were able to back the motorhome right up to the ocean.
Wow.
And, you know, it was just not so close that when the tide came in, we were awash, but it was really lovely. Then we went on up to Gloucester, North Carolina, where Betsy lived, and we stayed a week there. The first time we spent the month of April, the second time we spent the month of May. And then when we headed east that time, west, we didn't go up into the New England states. We went across North Carolina through the mountains of North Carolina, and we visited friends there in Forest City. And that is so lovely. And people in the West don't think about the fact that there are the mountains are nowhere nearly as high as the Cascades and the Rockies, but they're very rugged and they're very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a continental divide, but it's
a shorter one,
and the mountains aren't as high. And then we came up, and we came back up through Kentucky and Tennessee, and it was during the time of tornadoes.
Oh.
And we went to Minnesota again and visited, and while we were staying in Mankato in an RV park. And Bruce was watching television, and all of a sudden the screen went red, and they said, take cover, tornadoes on the ground. And we were on the Blue Earth River, and it was coming right down the river. So we went over to the community building at the RV park, and we all went into the women's showers because there were no windows and it was underground. We were the only, our vehicle was the only vehicle in which the windows weren't broken because of the heavy hail, because we had automotive glass in the windows.
Oh.
But the whole side of the motorhome was pockmarked from the hail, and it destroyed over 1 million acres of soybeans and corn. But and because it came down the river, it didn't damage any homes.
Wow.
And when we went out and looked around, there were areas where trees had just been twisted around, a whole grove of trees just twisted. And in another area where they were all blown down, it was very interesting to see.
And what state was this in?
That was in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was in, I think it was in June. It was just about at the end of the tornado system. Because we, when we came north, there were a couple of times we had to pull over to the side of the road because we could see tornadoes off in the distance.
Oh, wow.
And we knew we needed to lie down on the ground in the ditch if it came any closer, so. Yeah, we had a lot of exciting times on our trip.